say thank you, Jesus. You are the one that reigns in my life and the one that reigns everywhere. Father, we thank you. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor and all the adoration. Magnify and exalt him. Father, we thank you because you reign forever. Give you glory and praise. We give you honor and adoration. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Jesus' marvelous name, we have given thanks. Amen. And for you seeing the first midweek service, Wednesday in the month of May, it's not by power, neither is it by might, it's by His Spirit. You want to appreciate Him for giving you and I grace to see Him tonight. Give Him praise and glory. Acknowledge Him tonight. Say to Him, Father, we bless your name. Father, we magnify your name. Lord, we glorify your name. Lord, we exalt you. Give Him glory and praise. Give Him honor and adoration. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Lord. We give you praise and glory. We give you honor and adoration. Be thou magnified. Be thou glorified. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. The month of May is your own month.
Amen.
This month is your month of liberation.
Amen.
This month is your month of changing levels.
Amen.
Your month of turnaround. It's the month that God will finally change your story.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever you have been denied, the King of Glory will put in your hands this month.
Amen.
It shall be a month of answers to prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' marvelous name.
Amen.
Help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor this month is your month. This month is your month. Your turnaround is this month. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please be comfortably seated. Prophetic theme for the month of May that we are commencing tonight. I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. How many wonders are here tonight? I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. And our teaching series for midweek services that we are commencing tonight will be Operating in the Supernatural. And this will be part one. Operating in the Supernatural, part one. But please, I want us to pay rapt attention to the prophetic theme. It says, I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. And that simply means after redemption is access to the supernatural. I am redeemed, a wonder to my world. That is, redemption precedes a wonder. Redemption precedes wonders. At redemption, we became born again, given birth to by the Spirit. Jesus made it clear to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus was curious. He wanted to know some things. And Nicodemus, the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If we are to look into what happened from the beginning, then we can take a look at it from verse 1. John chapter 3 and verse 1, he said, There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. And then in verse 2, he said, The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Then in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee. In other words, I know where you are going. But before you go there, let me tell you what is applicable. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And then Nicodemus confused, asked him, you need to clarify what you are saying. So in verse 4, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he's already old? I'm already an old man. How can I go back into, do you want me to go back into my mother's womb and be born? And then Jesus clarified further. He said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And when the Spirit gives birth to us, we become spirits. So he said, if you want to, what I'm saying to you is that you were born of a natural man, a human being. And because you are born of a natural man, you are natural. But if you need to be born, if you must see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. And that simply means if a goat gives birth to a goat, it's still a goat. If a lion gives birth to a lion, it's still a lion. If a spirit gives birth to a spirit, then it becomes a spirit. It becomes a spirit being and begins to manifest like the spirit. There is no lion that manifests like a goat. And there is no goat that manifests like a lion. You tell, if you see one, you say to him, you are a bastard. Why? Because you are not manifesting like the one that gave birth to you. So he said, you want to see the kingdom of God? Then you need to be born again. The born again I'm talking about is not you. It's not you going back into your mother's womb and being born. But the Spirit needs to give birth to you. And once the Spirit gives birth to you, then you begin to manifest like the Spirit. How does the Spirit manifest? Verse 8. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. The one that is born of the Spirit acts like a spirit. And when you see a spirit, you can't predict what will happen. The Spirit manifests like the Spirit. That's why Scripture says, Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, it says, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel. I and the children, don't touch this one. Don't touch it again, please. Just leave this one. I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. So that simply means if we are true sons and daughters redeemed by the Spirit, then we manifest the Spirit. Signs and wonders are the natural manifestation of those who are born of the Spirit. The Spirit is the manifester of signs and wonders. That means if we are true sons, then we manifest the Spirit. John 10, 37 to 38, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. It says, but if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. So he has given back to me. He's inside me and I'm inside him. What he manifests is what I manifest. If he's inside me, then I will manifest what he's manifesting. Glory to God. Nothing will be shot against you again. John 17, 18. As thou hast sent me into the world, so even so have I sent them into the world. The one that gave birth to me is the one I will manifest, is the supernatural God. That means I'm only permitted to manifest the supernatural. And until we manifest the supernatural, we will live natural lives. Until we manifest the supernatural Father, we will live natural lives. Psalm 82, verses 5 to 7. It says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He says, but because you don't understand it, ye die like men. You die like men because you don't believe that you are gods. If you tell somebody now that you are a god, say, I'm not a god. Oh. But that's what scripture says. It says those who are born of the spirit are like their father. A goat cannot tell the one that gave birth to him, I'm not a goat. Too. You are a goat. So if the spirit gave birth to us, if God gave birth to us, then we are little gods. Little gods. Glory to God. But very quickly, what is the supernatural? What is the supernatural? Because somebody will be changing levels this month. The supernatural is walking in the miraculous. Walking in the miraculous. And the miraculous is God walking in the affairs of men. Now, I said the supernatural is walking. Please put it there. Walking in the supernatural, in the miraculous. Walking in the miraculous. And what does the miraculous mean? The miraculous is God walking in the affairs of men. The miraculous is God walking in the affairs of men. That is God walking for men. God walking with men. God walking in men. God walking for you. God walking with you, God walking in you and I. Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them. Mark 16:20. And they went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. So when God walks with us, it will always result in signs and in wonders. The Lord walking with men, the Lord walking for men, the Lord walking in men. That's the miraculous. Glory to God. Acts 19:11-12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Who was the doer? God walking special miracles by the hands of Paul. He was using the hands of Paul, but he was the doer. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchief or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. God walking for men, God walking with men, God walking in men. That's the miraculous. The miraculous is simply you doing what only God can do. You and I doing only what God can do, because technically it is God doing it, but he's doing it through us. God walking for men, God walking with men, God walking in men. So a miracle is God at work in the affairs of men. What else is a miracle? It is the finger of God in operation. The miracle is the finger of God in operation. A miracle is manifestation of the supernatural via the finger of God. Exodus 8:16-19. The scriptures tells us there, and the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, and it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so. For Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. And all the dust of the land became the lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lies, but they could not.
And then, so there were lies upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, that's the magician's testimony, saying to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. This is the finger of God. Now, we understand that his power lies in his hand. And so, every finger, each finger emits power. His power lies in his hands. So, every time he stretches forth that hand, there is power that is going forth. Each finger emits power. The finger of God will come on your behalf this month. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 8, and the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and wonders. One finger is filled with signs and wonders. One finger of God is filled with signs and wonders. You will see his finger this month. Amen. I said his finger will be stretched out on you this month.
Amen.
But quickly, how then do we operate in the supernatural? How do we operate in the supernatural? And that is by engaging in the power of new birth. Engaging in the power of new birth. New birth simply means is being given back to by the Spirit of God, which makes us in the likeness of God. Then we begin to manifest like him. New birth is being given back to by the Spirit of God. And what does that mean? The Spirit of God makes us in the likeness of God. And when we are walking in the likeness of God, we begin to manifest like him. Three things happen when we engage the power of new birth. So if you are not born again, you can't manifest these ones. Manifestation of the new birth is when we are being born again. So that simply means when we are born again, what happens? Number one, three things happen. We are positioned to walk in the supernatural. Walk in the supernatural. New birth positions us to walk in the supernatural. We now enjoy the privileges of our attachment to heaven. That's what it means. New birth simply means we are living the kingdom of darkness and then we are being translated into the kingdom of light. And in the kingdom of light, strange things happen. We are no longer in darkness. We are now being controlled and ruled by what happens in the kingdom of light. Glory to God. I said glory to God. New birth is simply your current passport. Let's liken it to it. There are those who are coming from somewhere now, where I come from. They are still with their that passport. And their prayer day and night is to get the other one here. How many understand what I'm talking about? Because you know you are limited. If all you have is the one you are coming with, here, glory to God. There are places you want to go to, but you can't. There are things you want to do, you can't. If they are talking about voting now, you can't talk. You just say, let's pray for all of you to vote for the right person. You can't. Because you are limited. Glory to God. I remember I've shared it before. Many years ago when I just got the one here. And I said, every time I was traveling before with the old one, they would stop me. We were living in Brampton. Brampton to Ontario was just about an hour and a half to Buffalo, New York. But every time we are crossing, they will stop you. They can stop you for 3 hours on a 1.5 hour journey. You will sit down with them for 3 hours. They will scan. They have something they will use to scan your car. They will scan your car. They will scan you yourself and scan everything about you. And then every time you are crossing, you must do what is that thing called? Fingerprint. So to cross was a nightmare. The day I got it, I said, let me see what will happen this time. So I went there again. A friend of mine was celebrating his 40th birthday at that time in Michigan. And then I drove. Huh? Passport? Place of, what is it called? Where were you born? Inside me, I'm like, is inside there? Now, why are you asking me that one? Why? I said, okay, this is where I was born. Citizenship? Canadian. Where are you going to? Michigan. For what? A friend's 40th birthday. When will you return? In 2 days. All right, have a good time. Less than 5 minutes. Why? Citizenship. Glory to God. Your story must change this time. Amen. We are positioned to walk in the supernatural. So the supernatural is what speeds us up. Walking in the supernatural. Now we have changed citizenship. Our citizenship has changed. And because it has changed, it has conferred on us some privileges that we didn't have before. Again, John 3:8, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it's coming and whither it goeth. So is everyone. Everyone that is born of the Spirit is entitled to some privileges. New birth positions the redeemed to doing things beyond the natural. They are children of the supernatural God. So what they manifest is the supernatural. Now they have associated themselves with the super God. They only are privileged and mandated to manifest the supernatural. We were natural and then we mixed with the super God. And then we begin to manifest supernatural. From today, that will be your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. What else happens when the power with the power of new birth? One of the benefits of new birth says in John chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So what else is a new birth? Sharing eternal life with God. Sharing eternal life with God. If we have been given battle by God, then we share God's kind of life. Again, Psalm 82 verses 5 to 7, it says, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But they shall die like men. Why? Because they and fall like one of the princes. Why? Because they don't know what they are entitled to. They don't know what they are entitled to. They don't believe what they are entitled to. Sometime in the beginning of this year, in January, my wife had the privilege of going to the United Kingdom. And then without knowing, I've been there before, so she was asking me where. I said, me, I don't know. I've forgotten. That one is long time ago. So she stood where they wrote their United Kingdom passport and every other, and then on another line, every other passport. So she called me. She said, why is Canada not with United States passport? I said, I don't know. I'm not British. Glory to God. And then she stood where it says every other person. And that took a long time. So when she got to the passport control person and saw the passport, she said, why are you standing here? You could, that's your line. She said, I didn't know. You didn't, Canada is not there. I said, ah, but Canada is part of the United, we categorize all of them the same. You should have stood there. But she was standing there. Many people suffer for lack of what they are entitled to. It's because you don't know. If you know, you won't be there. That's why it says, sharing eternal life with God. Acts of Apostles 14 and 11. And when the people saw what Paul had done, because the scripture says you are gods. Somebody will say, I'm not a god. He says, ye are gods. So something happened. And then Paul, the people said, hey, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of men. What was that? What does that mean? It means we are manifesting like God. And then people, normal people, are seeing us as gods. Some things are happening to us. Some things are happening with us. Some things are happening in us that makes us look like gods to others. When they call you abnormal, they are not abusing you. It's who you are. It simply means you are not normal. You are super normal. Romans says 6, verse 23. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Finally, let's close. Number 3. What else is a new birth? Change in sitting position. Change in sitting position. New birth repositions us to sit where he's seated, which changes everything. You know, sometimes where you are sitting changes everything about you. Where you are sitting. If you go to some parties, where it is where you are sitting, that food will come to you. I mean, understand what I'm talking about. If you are sitting somewhere, they will share all the food. They are not. You will shout from today to tomorrow, so but they won't even pay attention to you. Guys, why are you not coming here? Because we don't recognize that seat. Glory to God. Your sitting position changes everything. Colossians 1:13. He who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. First, new birth translates us. Second, we move from darkness to light. He says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us. So we are first delivered, and then we are translated. And then what happens next? Ephesians 2, 5, 56. Even when we, 5 to 6, Ephesians 6, Ephesians 2, 5 to 6. Even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So redemption took us up where he's seated. And where is he seated? Ephesians 1, 20 to 21. And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Our sitting position now gives us dominion over all things. Our sitting position is the reason why we have dominion over all things. Not things having dominion over us, but we having dominion over things. So when we talk about the supernatural, what does it mean? It means things happening beyond the normal. Say to your neighbor, you are not normal. If they get angry, it means they are normal. Anyone that gets angry means you are not happy. You are a normal human being. But if you are not, you are not normal. You are not normal. You see, the way you know that you are manifesting the supernatural is that you will be doing some things some people will say is crazy. You see how people abuse Papa? They say it's not normal, it's crazy. That man is because they don't understand. And they can't understand. Until they enter the realm of the super that is not natural. Super. Say to yourself, I'm supernatural. So when you are going for that interview, don't stop going like a jellyfish. In fact, from the way you are looking, they already know you have failed the interview. When you enter, the way you enter. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. Sit down. Are you sure? I should sit? Oh, you want to do the interview standing? Are you sure I should sit down, sir? It's already showing you that you have lost it. But somebody that knows where it's coming from. Hey, how you doing? Everything okay with you? Oh, yeah. Please sit down. Oh, thank you. What's your name? And then he forgets what you are here for. He's asking you other questions. Oh, where are you from? Originally or now? Because it depends on which one you want to know. Originally or now? Oh, originally, from so place. What? What are you doing here? I want to go there. And me, I want to come here. Rise up on your feet. Let's give God thanks this night. Give God all praise and all glory. Give him all honor and all adoration. Because this month is my month. Speak to him. This month is my month. My month of changing levels. My month of the supernatural. My month of breakthroughs. The supernatural will be answering for me this month. What I didn't even know that could happen will begin to happen for me. Speak to him tonight. Speak to him tonight. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you. In Jesus' most precious name, we have given thanks. Amen. Your amen is weak.
Amen.
I said your amen is weak.
Amen.
In Jesus' marvelous name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Now all heads bowed and all eyes closed tonight. You cannot manifest the supernatural if you don't know the supernatural God. The supernatural God is the one that enters into us. He says, in him and I in him. He's in me and me in him. So to manifest the supernatural God, you must be inside him. And he must be inside you. And we cannot be, none of those can happen except we know him. So tonight, somebody wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior. Why not? Someone else wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. Why not tonight? You're in any of those categories, put your right hand on your heart. And let me quickly pray with you. Online and on ground, you want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you. I want to rededicate my life to you. I want to be born again. If you are doing that, put your right hand on your heart. Don't look left or right, my brother. If that is you, then do it with all your heart. Forget about who is right on the right or on the left, in the name of Jesus. And if you're doing that, repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you tonight, just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again, that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I am born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Thank you, Lord, for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. Will begin to take root downwards, bear fruit upwards, and begin to manifest the supernatural. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. You said that prayer in your heart. Just wave your hands to Jesus. If you are sure of what you are doing, please just join me here very quickly. My brother, join me here very quickly in the precious name of Jesus. If he doesn't, join me here. That's good. That's church, I thought you are clapping. I thought you are clapping for Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord. Join me here for this awesome teenager. Glory to the Lord. Keep clapping and keep clapping. The Lord bless you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The hand of the Lord is upon you already. And even the nations will know you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' marvelous name we pray. You are blessed in Jesus' marvelous name.